Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marco Scudero. Batting second. The right fielder, J.D. Drew. Batting third. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, David Ortiz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Adrian Beltre. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Lowell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jed Lowry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ryan Kalish. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Daniel Nava. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Josh Beckett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The second baseman, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting fourth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting sixth. The DH, Mark Tehan. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Mark Coetzee. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Brent Morel. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Freddy Garcia. And now, play ball. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Scudero hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Drew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coetzee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Drew for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adrian Beltre is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beltre hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pierzynski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lowell hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into center field. Kalish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tehan takes first base on ball 4. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tehan moves to third. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jed Lowry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coetzee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowry for the out. One out. Ryan Kalish is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kalish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daniel Nava is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nava hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Kalish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pierre batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pierre is 0-1 in the game. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel is 0-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Scudero is 0-1 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Scudero reaches second base with a double. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Drew is 0-1 in the game. Drew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Scudero. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Scudero steals third. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ortiz is 0-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scudero scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Adrian Beltre is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Beltre is 0-1 in the game. Beltre hits a line drive into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Quinton is 0-1 in the game. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pierzynski is 0-1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ramirez is 0-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beltre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Tehan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tehan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tehan hits a fly ball into left field. Nava settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brent Lillibridge now playing center field. Alejandro Diaz now playing right field. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lowell is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowell hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jed Lowry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Kalish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kalish is 0 for 1 in the game. Kalish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kotze is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kotze hits a fly ball into center field. Kalish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morel is 0 for 1 in the game. Morel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lowry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz bunts towards the mound. Beckett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morel moves to second. Juan Pierre batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pierre is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierre takes first base on ball 4. Morel moves to third. Diaz moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lillibridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Daniel Nava is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nava is 0 for 1 in the game. Nava hits a fly ball into center field. Lillibridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scudero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 0 for 2 in the game. Drew hits a fly ball into right field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pierzynski moves to second. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tehan bunts towards third. Beltre fields it and throws to first for the out. Pierzynski moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. One out. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kotze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kotze is walked intentionally. Brent Morel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coatse scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adrian Beltre is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beltre is 0-for-2 in the game. Beltre hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pierre is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pierre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diaza moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaza scores. Pierre moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lillibridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillibridge bunts in front of the plate. Martinez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Martinez. Pierre scores. Vizquel moves to third. Lillibridge moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. A.J. Pierzynski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pierzynski is walked intentionally. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Lillibridge moves to third. Pierzynski moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Hideki Okajima now pitching. Manny Ramirez pinch hits for Mark Tehan. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coatse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coatse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scudero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lowell is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2. White Sox. Jed Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. JJ Putz now pitching. Ryan Kalish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kalish is 0-for-2 in the game. Kalish strikes out. One out. Daniel Nava is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nava is 0 for 2 in the game. Nava takes first base on ball 4. Lowry moves to second. Eric Patterson pinch runs for Daniel Nava. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scudero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Scudero hits a pop-up towards first. Coetzee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Thornton now pitching. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drew is 0 for 3 in the game. Drew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Patterson now playing left field. Tim Wakefield now pitching. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lowry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrell moves to third. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pierre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lowry scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Morrell scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lowry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lillibridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adrian Beltre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beltre is 0 for 3 in the game. Beltre hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.